So today I'm in Sheffield outside the Church Army offices drinking tea with Beth Burrus.
Hello.
Hello. So Beth, this is the first time that we've met.
It
so
is.
Instead of the when did we first meet question, we would have the do we have any mutual friends or acquaintances question.
Okay.
So who do we both know?
Well, Claire has introduced us today.
I think it's probably Claire.
Yeah.
We may bizarrely find someone else at some point.
We could do. But yes,
it is
Claire Dalpre, yeah.
So do you drink tea?
I love tea. I'm not really a coffee drinker, but I love tea. And yes, committed to multiple cups of tea in the day.
Good. And what is your favourite sort of tea?
It has to be Yorkshire tea. I'm a Yorkshire girl, born and bred, grew up in Leeds. Yorkshire tea is supreme. They have recently brought out a bedtime brew. I don't know if you've tried that.
I haven't tried that.
It's delicious. It's a decaf with, I think they describe it as having cosy herbs.
Oh.
It's good for before bed. And in the afternoon I have a decaf Earl Grey.
Ooh.
So, yeah, mix it up through the day.
I have already interviewed someone this morning who says, well, I normally have this tea, but at this particular time I have another sort of tea.
Yeah.
There just seem to be time limitations.
A tea routine.
How do you respond to the statement, Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I've had a thought about this, and I think the first thing I would say is I'm always really encouraged by Jesus's words in Luke 10, where he's sending out the disciples and he says to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And that's my first thought on hearing that statement, that Christianity, maybe the workers might be asleep, but the harvest is plentiful. I think that what needs to happen is some of the workers need waking up, mm-hmm. And some of the workers need to be encouraged and given confidence that they can share the gospel, but Christianity is not dying, but it might be a bit sleepy.
I've got some extra questions for you because
sure.
You're working on a special project. So question one is, tell me about Explore.
Yeah, Explore is Church Army's year of evangelism training for 18s to 30s, so young adults across the UK and Ireland. And it's not a traditional gap year in the sense that people don't move and do it as a year out. But what we want to do is equip young adults in their current context to reach whoever is around them with the good news of the gospel. So they take part, they get weekly teaching to listen to, and they're in groups. Some of those groups are online, so we're a Skype-based community often. And really, those groups become community where they encourage each other, they're accountable with each other, talk about the teaching that they are listening to, talk about what God's saying to them that week, and then they're accountable about how are they reaching their context, how are they putting into practice what they are learning, it's brilliant. I love it.
So how many people have sort of taken part so far?
Explore's been running for years as Church Army's it started as Church Army's gap year, but it's morphed into various different forms. It's been in this form for probably 4 or 5 years. This year we've had about 40. We're just coming to the end of this year and looking to recruit to start again at the end of September some new young adults. So
what sort of other things do the young people tend to be doing? Are they working? Are they working for churches?
A whole mixture. So some of them are students, studying all kinds of things. Some of them are working for churches. Some of them are youth workers or children's workers. Some of them are interns at various churches and on other church programmes. Lots of them are working. So we've had teachers and doctors and paramedics and you name it, we've had them, because time commitment wise it's probably just a couple of hours a week that they put into the group time and the teaching, listening to teaching, but what we do ask is that they're putting into practice what they're learning, but they practice that wherever they are, with friends, neighbours, work colleagues, etc., and just look to see the kingdom come, and trying to wake up those workers.
That's really interesting. So do you advertise it at things like Soul Survivor and stuff like that?
This summer we're going to be at Summer Madness, which is in Northern Ireland, and we'll be at Naturally Supernatural, which is a Soul Survivor festival in Stafford. And otherwise it's lots of word of mouth. We've got a new film that should be coming out in the next few weeks, just a promotion film, and social media and stuff. So
I'm interested in church growth, that's why I'm doing this project. If there was one thing you would encourage every church leader to do to promote church growth, what would it be?
I think that it would be to empower, encourage and inspire their congregation that they can share their faith with the people around them. And more than that, that they are equipped and able to lead people to Jesus and to disciple them. Church programs are brilliant, evangelistic services are excellent, but we can't just rely on those, and we can't just rely on the work of the vicar to bring people to Christ. That actually we are all the workers, and the harvest is all around us. And so if church leaders can just inspire confidence in their congregations that they are best placed to reach their workplaces, their streets, their families, with the gospel, put a few tools in their hands, build up their confidence that they can share their faith, that they can lead someone to Christ, that they can disciple them, then I think that's how we reach the harvest.
I did, in a PCC many years ago, I said, I wasn't in charge at the time, I said, there's no point in me leading one person to Christ. And then someone said, oh, what? And I said, if what I can do is encourage 12 of you to go and find somebody to bring. And they were like, oh yes, I guess that numerically that works better, doesn't it?
And I don't know if you saw some of the, did you see the Talking Jesus research from last year or a few years ago now? Really interesting research on the perception of Christians and the perception of evangelism out there in the world. And most people who were not yet Christians said that they would want to hear about faith from their friends or from somewhere, someone in their family. And it was amazing research that basically said that people like Christians, people find us to be approachable, to be kind, to be funny, and that they want to know about our faith, they want to hear about God from us, more than from going to hear a church leader or a program. That they want us to share our faith with them, so let's do it.
Thinking about the young people that Explore's sort of targeted at, I know it goes up to 30, but I just wondered what you think is the biggest challenge that teenage Christians face today.
I'm not sure I can speak for teenagers, but the older end, the kind of young adults, 18s to 25s, 30s, I think one thing that I've noticed is that it's not popular to be sure of something. That culture says that it is sometimes arrogant to be definite about belief, and that is sometimes viewed as intolerant or arrogant. And I think that's hard for young Christians. I think, so take, John 14, Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That is a hard thing to say that you believe, when all around you values, obviously right to respect everybody and love everyone, but to say I believe this and this is fact for me is
I guess
difficult.
To say that this is a unique thing, and I think this is the unique way.
But on the flip side of that, I was thinking about this the other day, that actually I think millennials and millennial culture also really values authenticity. So I think that if young Christians, young adults, make statements like this is what I believe, and this is true, that the only way to the Father is through Jesus, whilst that might initially be viewed as potentially arrogant or disrespectful in some way, that actually when that belief is backed up by action, and when the young person is seen to be living in light of what they believe, treating people with kindness, loving their neighbour, that the world needs to see us living out what we say. And that especially young adults really value authenticity and integrity. And so while our statements, our words might be initially too strong for them, when they see it backed up, then it gains value, it gains credibility, I think. So I think that's the plus side for that generation.
I wanted to ask you as well, why do you work for the Church Army? I didn't let you know that in advance.
No, it's fine. I kind of fell into it. About 6 years ago, I just needed a job, and there was a fundraising job going here at Church Army, and I got that. So I was in the fundraising team, doing firstly parish fundraising and then events fundraising for about 4 years, and then a job came up working with Explore, and I just love mentoring people, discipling people, releasing the evangelists. I wouldn't call myself primarily an evangelist, but I love seeing people released into the gifting that they have, and so watching young adults who have an evangelistic gift, watching that over the course of the year become unlocked, and watching them gain confidence and reaching their peers, is, I just love it. It's really precious. I've been with Explore for 2 years, and I love Church Army. It's such a fun and lovely place to work, and wonderful people. So yeah, I'm happy.
So our roundup question is, what's your favourite thing beginning with T, which is the thing that people often struggle with?
it could potentially be tea itself, Yorkshire tea, but given that I've already spoken about Yorkshire tea for probably far too long, I'm going to go for Thai food. Love Thai food. Been to Thailand a few times, and amazing flavours, and beautiful.
So what's the difference in taste between Thai food in Thailand and Thai food in the UK?
Well, I don't know about a difference in taste. There's certainly a difference in cost. It's very fresh there. I suppose locally sourced ingredients would do that. But I'd probably say it's spicier there too, which I can just about handle. I just love the kind of lemongrass, lime, chili, coconut combos. Okay. Big fan.
So that's the end of our questions.
Excellent.
So thank you very much for sparing time to have tea with me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed myself.